My name's Olivia Ray. I'm from Josephine Butler College and I'm in my second year. I study anthropology and sociology. Last summer I went to Sri Lanka. I was there for 10 weeks and I taught in three separate institutions, a primary school in a village and Morakettiara Secondary School, and also went to a university and talked to some students, general, helping them with English and such.
So how did you come to be involved in Project Sri Lanka?
Well, basically, I live in Durham, and when the tsunami happened, it struck me, as it did everybody, really, and I wanted to get involved. And I saw on the television that Durham University sent some students out there, and I saw Professor Joy being interviewed, and I really wanted to get involved. In fact, I actually tried to get in contact, but they said I can't go because I'm not at the university. So it was one of the incentives to actually come to Durham to do the project.
And what kind of things did you do to prepare for your trip in the months before you left the UK?
We did a lot of fundraising, because obviously we had to raise quite a bit of money, which involved bar crawls and backpacking and just general sort of writing to trusts and things. But we also did a lot of team building, because it's important to be able to work together well. And we went away for a weekend and we went walking and sort of got to know each other. And did a bit of research on Sri Lanka itself, about the culture.
And what was it like when you actually got to Sri Lanka?
It was just beautiful, like I'd been told. But it didn't just meet my expectations, it sort of like exceeded them. Because it's a really beautiful country. But I guess one of the things that did strike me was that it was a lot more underdeveloped than I thought it would be. The cities I sort of had a picture of a little bit more built up.
And what were the people like in the communities where you worked?
They were really friendly. Everybody in Sri Lanka is exceptionally friendly. And they continually want to like look after you and give you food. And they're just so pleased for you to be there. It doesn't matter what you do. They're just really pleased to see you.
And what kind of a difference do you think you made to the communities that you were placed in?
I think the biggest difference we made, it wasn't just sort of the teaching and the resources that we provided. It was just being there as like a friendship and just accepting them like as equals and just being talking to them and like, playing games. I mean, we really did build a lot of good friendships that will last, I think.
And on a personal level, what have you been able to take away from your time?
Well, I've had a lot of experience with teaching, which is good because it's something that I want to continue doing. But just sort of seeing what else is out there, and you know, it's made me feel very fortunate for the things that I have. Just to appreciate that the fact that they can be so happy and friendly, and despite of what you know their situation, it inspired me just in general in life, just to see that.
What kind of advice would you offer to students who are looking to go to Sri Lanka in the future?
I would say be open-minded and be prepared for anything, really. The Sri Lankans are very, very laid-back in pretty much everything they do, and like in England, everything's on a schedule and stuff. They just sort of live life, and being late is just not a problem. So, and they might cancel a meeting or things like that, and it happens a lot, but it's all part of how they live, and just go with it, really.
And are you looking to carry on your relationship with the communities out there?
Definitely, because I think one of the good things about this project is that when you go out to these places, if you just go out there once and then leave, you might as well not have gone, because they're going to miss you and they're going to want to continue the relationship. And it's more important to keep the friendships going and the support going. So basically I'll go out, not this summer, but the next summer, after I've finished my degree, and spend some good time, go back to the villages and see how they're getting on, and hopefully like continue this, for a number of years.